This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. She's on the way right after this.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had smallpox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
You call that fun size?
There are some things you should never say.
Your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute. Hang on, I'll get my tweezers. Aw, it's like a little light switch. Am I being punked?
Did you fall asleep in a freezer?
It's a good thing you're rich.
Well, at least this drink is stiff.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
There are things you never say when a man is nude.
This explains why you're still single.
There are some you don't want to say to a naked
thanks,
guy.
Thanks, I could use a toothpick.
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
We'd better turn out the lights. I think I'm going to need to finish off that bottle of tequila.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oskey in for Josh Arnold. That's Jessica Halsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hello.
Willie, also under the weather. Here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Oh, I'm getting ready to get hooked up. That's right. It'll be sexy time. With Allie Breen.
Let the irresponsible advice begin.
I like to consider it irresponsible. Thank you very much. If you've got love trouble, we can try to help anyway. That's what we do here. We'll look forward to talking with Allie. She is a comedian living in New York most of the time. Every time we talk to her, it's always a question, where is she going to be? Oh, there she is.
Hi, guys.
Wait a minute. Hello. I can't figure out where you are.
That's a hotel.
That's a hotel. Nobody has...
Yep.
Look,
I'm saying Florida, though.
The heater / air conditioner there on the wall.
I know, exactly.
And the lovely tile and that rug that doesn't go with anything. I'm sorry.
It's a nice light. The light. It's very soft lighting here.
Yeah.
Where are you exactly?
I'm in Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
I'm going to the Cape.
Hyannisport.
Do you? I have a question, and you can't lie about this.
Chatham.
Do you rob banks? Can you tell me? Or, I mean, it's okay if you do, but.
I do. It's my side gig.
All right, no problem.
Everyone needs something.
Well, Allie, I saw your car got towed the other day.
Like, oh, my God. How horrible is that? Yeah, I illegally parked at like 11 at night, and I got out at 1 a.m. of a club downtown, and my car was gone.
Oh. I thought they would have gave you a little bit more time.
Yeah,
a couple hours.
They're like ninjas in New York. They will grab your car.
Well, the problem is you actually parked. What you needed to do was pull up, turn your flashers on, and go in the building.
Yes,
no problem.
That
get a sign saying clergy on duty.
yeah, clergy.
They would not care. They'd nab you.
How much was it to get the car back?
$350.
Sure you don't rob banks? See?
Wow.
Yeah, that one hurt. That was brutal. And the one nice thing was it was late, so there was no line at the impound place, whatever you call it, but it was miserable.
Boy, there's no funner place than late night impound. Am I right?
I know.
Wow. Yeah. It's going to be a sitcom.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of weird, dazed people who don't know what happened. Yeah. It's freaky in New York, though, because you never know if your car got robbed or stolen. It really takes a few minutes to gather your bearings and figure out what happened.
And the catchphrase could be, sorry, we lost your keys.
Mm. And then people start laughing.
I'm shocked that you have a car in New York City.
I do. I have a little Fiat, like a little tiny car. So it's super cheap and super parkable. So with the subways getting really dangerous, I thought it would be a good idea. And it has been really not the best idea so far.
Do you have that alternate side of the street parking thing down yet?
Oh, yeah. So when Chick talks about the flashers, if you're on the wrong side during alternate side of the street parking, people just move their car over and put their flashers on for 2.5 hours.
Yep.
And if you're in the inside of that, you're stuck. You can't go anywhere. So it's a lot of fun.
Yikes. Well, let's get to our letters. We we have irresponsible suggestions for your love life.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Dear Allie, I just started dating a girl I really like. Recently, a really hot girl kept trying to flirt with me privately on Instagram. I responded to the first message or two, and then when I really looked at the account, I started to realize it's fake, and now I think it's actually my girlfriend testing me.
Get out!
The account has very few pictures, and a few people it follows are people she knows. So I don't know what to do. If I bring it up, I sound crazy, right? But if it really is her, then she's crazy and I should get out. How should I handle this?
She's crazy. Get out. I think you just act like you already know for sure it's her. And you just start sending messages to her like, hey, and just start calling her by, you know, her name.
No fun. You've got to get in the game here.
No. Don't play
set
games.
Set up a meeting place or whatever. Yeah.
Or you could do something.
Start offering some really freaky stuff to do. Yeah.
You could put her on the spot by saying, I've got a friend that's perfect for you. Create another lie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is great.
And now see what she does.
Relationships based on lies never not fail.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine.
Tom's ideas will work because you can make a new account and then start, you know, messaging her with that fake account.
What is this? This is too much work for what?
And then you suggest a double date.
Go all in.
Yeah, this is rapidly becoming a really good Hallmark movie.
This is like the new version of the Pina Colada song or whatever.
We're at the end that
they get together because they've been talking to each other the whole time. Yeah,
and it turns out it's a same person.
And they're either going to kill each other or they're going to be happily ever after, right?
Yeah. I think the first response we had was, yeah, she's nuts.
She's nuts. Yeah, she doesn't trust you. She's got trust issues.
Well, what would Josh say if he was here?
He would say, communicate.
Talk to her. Ask her. Communicate.
Say, hey, I got this from some woman. She must be a real bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, oh, my God, it's me. Told you. Okay.
I mean, he could just act like the greatest guy in the world, too, and just be like, I have a girlfriend I love so much. I'm so sorry that, you know, this isn't going to work out between us, and just act like the hero. But then he'll know he's with the crazy person.
Yeah, you're still with the crazy. And then you still break up with her.
Or you could just invite her to have a threesome with you and your girlfriend.
Ooh, yeah.
And see how how that works.
And then on the off chance that you were wrong and it is somebody else, all of a sudden, I believe that's a win-win.
The worst that can happen is you're up to your neck in a three-way. That's the worst that can happen.
Oh, my.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Yikes. Would you ever force your date to take a lie detector test if you were about to get into a relationship? I saw this recently. On something.
Wow.
And this girl goes, I don't trust you.
This sounds like a reality show prank.
It was, but it was an interesting concept. She goes, I really don't trust you. Will you take a lie detector? And so they took the lie detector test, and she failed, and he didn't.
You know why, though? Because a test just measures how comfortable you are with lying, really. If you're an actual sociopath, you can pass a lie detector test no problem.
For sure. You're talking
right, because it just tests how nervous you get if you lie.
Whatever you say, psycho.
That's good news.
Now, Allie.
Yeah, Pat.
Allie, I know that you live in New York City. There was a thing in the New York Post, I think it was yesterday, referring to something called, I'd never heard of this before.
Soft swapping?
Soft swinging.
Oh.
Which, let me see, here's the article.
Oh.
They interviewed a couple from New Jersey, Hank and Cleo. They engage in so-called soft swinging, or sometimes called soft swapping.
So they just like make out with each other.
Oral's okay,
significant others, they don't go all the way.
It says everything is on the table except for intercourse. So
does that mean anal?
Everything but.
Answer the question.
I think any type of intercourse, Christy, but thanks for.
That's not penetrating, then my goodness.
Yes, when I open it up for questions, which would never do.
Look, I don't know a lot of stuff. I've been alive a long time. I don't know how you get used to that. I'm sorry.
No, I agree, Chick.
So,
not my thing.
It seems to be a terrible idea. I think I described it earlier as. Let's see what jealousy without the penetration.
Large, it's a fight.
What do you think of the idea of soft swinging?
Jealousy.
It's weird. I mean, it's like a layover to full swinging. I don't know how you would stop yourself if you want to actually go through with the act. You can't be like, oh no, we're just in a soft swinging group. We can't actually do this.
Yeah, you take it right up to the line, and then you go. Okay, wait, stop.
Saltpeter.
Really? Everyone.
Saltpeter, bed 7.
Everybody out of the pool. Let's go.
I thought it was your pool.
If you get hot, we're going to start showing pictures of your grandmother praying.
Oh, man.
What if you got to have?
Yeah, we're the penetrating police.
What if you have a hot grandma?
Oh, no. Then you've really got problems.
Yeah, that could be someone's thing.
Okay. Really?
I don't get how this would make your marriage better, but
I think this sells newspapers.
Well, there's that, of course.
I don't see this as being a great idea. Okay, Allie, let's get back to your mailbag. What do you got over there?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend needs me to talk constantly in bed. He likes hearing about other girls, made up scenarios about what we would do with other girls, me with other guys, just constant dirty stories.
Anybody but it's me, basically. A stranger I haven't met yet. Anybody.
The doorman.
You need a subscription to Penthouse Forum is what you need, person. And just start reading aloud.
Yes, because that's what she says. She says it's exhausting, and I don't know how to make it stop. Any advice?
Oh. Yeah, move.
Ball gag. Be like, hey, let's get a little frisky. I'm going to ball gag you.
Oh, man.
But you'd have to ball gag herself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
yeah.
So Josh would say
neither one, though. He couldn't tell her to tell him stories.
Yeah, right. Josh would say that this guy really needs that, and if you're not into it, then get out now and save yourself the trouble.
She's right. That's what Josh would say.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what he's into. That's what
that's
he likes.
That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with breaking up, right? If it's not working.
No,
right?
There's
not
nothing working. Wrong.
Yeah. What?
I'll find the right person.
When somebody gets divorced, you always say, oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's happy days are here.
Yeah, they should have those cards that explode with glitter.
Yes,
you only get to keep half of it.
Finally,
why aren't there divorce parties? Yeah. That should be the party.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Usually they are. They usually have them at the county jail when the guy gets the DWI.
He's right. He's really, really right.
Yeah, this guy has very specific needs. You're right, Allsy. That's what Josh would say.
Yeah,
this guy's not going to change. That's kind of odd.
It's a lot of work. Sometimes it's already a lot of work
to come up with new stories.
Maybe you should just hold your phone up, have porn on it, and you can...
Yeah, at least you don't have to talk. It's like, imagine yourself here.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, but the guy's not...
Like, let's watch other people. I don't have to talk about it.
The guy's not really into her.
Yeah.
She could be a fleshlight for all that matters if she could talk.
Oh, man.
Do they make a fleshlight that talks dirty to you?
Oh, God.
Maybe you need to print off these stories.
Someone should market that.
Print off the stories on paper, and then if it gets paper cuts, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty annoying, isn't it? I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, I think we've been no help there. Let's move on. What else have we got?
Paper cuts suck.
Dear Allie, I have been with my boyfriend for 7 years.
Oh.
During the first half of our relationship, I cheated on him a lot.
He's become
super successful, and we've gotten closer and closer. A lot. He's become super successful, and we've gotten closer and closer, and I'm now really madly in love with him.
Uh-huh.
I think he's thinking of proposing, and we have mutual friends who know what I did in the past, and I'm really worried they're going to tell him. Should I do something preventatively about this or just wait and see what happens?
Did anyone else hear what I heard?
What?
He's gotten super successful.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
All of a sudden, I love him.
Uh-huh.
What a guy.
Found a reason to be faithful. Hmm. Well, then she says, if I get outed, do I admit and tell him that it happened in the past and that I've changed? Or do I just deny?
Why would these people bring it up? I mean, if they've been together this long, if they were wanting them not to be a couple, they would have said it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Think.
So he probably cheated on you, too.
Yeah, and maybe he was cheating on her.
Or he is now because he's super successful.
Wait a second.
Ladies.
Wait, where
he couldn't do it in the past.
Oh,
yeah.
Because if the friends didn't say anything before, why would they say anything?
Yeah, why would they say anything? I just keep my mouth shut.
Oh, then maybe they're waiting for the sweet opportunity to ruin someone's life.
Oh, my God.
That's the number one attraction for being a friend. You swoop in and ruin their lives.
No,
yes.
That's horrible.
Tom's right on that.
Well, it sounds like she thinks the proposal is going to be what jars people into telling him. You know, that they're like, oh, if you want to spend forever with her, you should know about this stuff.
Well, if he asks you, maybe be honest about it. That way you aren't lying and he can see that you've changed. And
she was
like,
you were really poor back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but you were much uglier when you were poor.
Just say like, I didn't think it was going to work out. So I was testing the waters and I was wrong and blah, blah, blah. You love him.
Yeah. And I love you so much now and I would never do it again. And I got that out of my system.
Okay. Buy me a car.
Another epic failure. Let's go on to our next level.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend got me a sex toy to spice things up in bed,
and he
got one that's huge and vibrates like 12 different ways.
Deluxe.
That's right. I like to go first class with my broad. Damn right.
You get the best one you get.
He splurged.
Oh, my gosh.
At first, I was really freaked out. And I wouldn't go near it. We laughed about it. But then once I gave it a try, I became obsessed with it. And now use it all the time. Yeah. Now regular sex without it is honestly disappointing. I don't know if I should ask him to just get more toys.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know if I should just ask him to get more toys or try to handle him myself and use the toys when he's not around. I never wanted to be this girl, but I can't help it.
If you use a toy too much, does it not change kind of your senses, I guess, or your nerves and what they expect?
That's what I think. I think you can make yourself like, unsensitive to regular sex.
Right.
You have a giant thing vibrating all the time.
Ronnie's good, but he's not this good.
There's no 79.
Ever since I got the 4-stroke... The Penetrator 6000. He just can't compete.
Maybe just try to go cold turkey without using that thing for a while and then slowly introduce it.
Buy him an even bigger one. Buy him a huge one that really scares him.
Buy him one.
That looks like it's got a case for a pool cue. Something you got to screw together.
That goes against everything we're talking about. Case.
I know, but it would sure be funny.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.